It's Monday, February 13th, 2006. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. You can feel it all over. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
What are you changing? Who do you think you're changing? You can't change things. We're all stuck in our ways. It's like trying to clean the ocean. What do you think you can drain it? Well, it was poison and dry long before you came. But you can wake up younger under the knife. And you can wake up sounder if you get analyzed. And I better wake up there but for suspect lives, we look the other way. Are you really that pure, sir? Thought I saw you in Vegas. It was not pretty, but she was. But she would wake up wealthy, and you will wake up 45.
Right there was Rilo Kiley's Jenny Lewis with the Watson Twins. All of them are out of Los Angeles, doing a song called Rise Up With Fists off a brand new record called Rabbit Fur Coat, which just came out a few weeks back and I have been listening to incessantly. It's a fantastic record. That song is it's good because you get the Watson Twins in the background a lot, and it's a good representation of the CD. There's some slower songs. The title track is a real slow song. It's a good record, and I highly recommend it, especially if you like Rilo Kiley. You know, my favorite lyric in there, if you back it up and listen again, is when she says, it wasn't pretty, but she was, and then the Watson twins say, not your wife. That's my favorite lyric. But up next, it's a guy called Ed Shep. He's a guy out of New York City who does really crazy stuff, including make records. He's a DJ over at WFMU, the best radio station on the planet Earth. And Ed Shep is fantastic. This song is going to make you laugh, then it's going to make you cry. I'm just kidding. All it's going to do is make you laugh. But it's a very funny song. It's called Party Dance. It's from his recent album called Five, which I think he did everything on this entire record himself. So check it out. Ed Shep with Party Dance. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head.
If you wanna party, come on out and dance. If you wanna dance, come on out and party. If you wanna party, come on out and dance. If you wanna dance, come on out and party. If you wanna party, come on out and dance. If you wanna dance, come on out and party. If you wanna party, come on out and dance. If you wanna dance, come on out and party.
Do you wanna party? Do you really wanna party? Then you better make sure you get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Cause if you want to keep up with the really hard rockers and cool ravers out there, you'll need all the essential nutrients that fruits and vegetables provide. Like B vitamins from kale and iron from mustard greens, both of which will help you maintain the energy to rave all night long. And don't forget potassium from cabbage and fiber from durians, which will help keep your legs limber and your waist small, so you'll be able to wear all those revealing, ho-inspired fashions. You can't get these nutrients from a blow pop, so make sure you consume at least some fruits or vegetables at every meal. Your colon will thank you. Fruits and vegetables are the rizzle dizzle for shizzle. To dance? Do you really like to dance? If you do and want to keep on dancing for years to come, try this on for size. Stay in school. People who stay in school dance more often because they have more to dance about. Just think about it. Who's in more of a dancing mood? Someone who just got an A on her geometry test? Or someone who just threw up again from morning sickness that she has from a teenage pregnancy, which made her drop out of school? Also, what makes you want to dance more than learning? Nothing. And lastly, there's one thing that can make you stop dancing forever. Painful gonorrhea, which you're 100 times more likely to have if you're a dropout. In fact, 95% of all dropouts have at least one venereal disease, and most have 2 or 3. So remember, if you want to stay on the dance floor, better stay in the classroom. School is cool. Like to dance and party? Do you want to party and dance? Really? If you do, then keep this in mind. Say no to drugs. Cause nothing ruins a hoppin' dance party like a drug addiction. And with today's powerful drugs, most people get addicted the first time they try one. That means that if you smoke some ecstasy or take a reefer pill at a party, by the time you leave, you're already hooked. And all you can think about is getting your next fix. You don't have much time to dance if you're busy selling your valuables and your body for your next hit of crack. And from there, it's only a short trip to the insane asylum, where you'll be for the rest of your life. And it's hard to party much there when you're sitting around in a pool of filth drooling over yourself all day long. Not to mention that no one in insane asylums ever gets Christmas presents. You like Christmas presents, don't you? So if you want to keep dancing and partying and getting really great Christmas presents, be sure to steer clear of drugs. Get high on dancing and partying.
The town you live in is corrupt? Well, unless you live in Lenoke, Arkansas, you have nothing to complain about. It's a town of just 4,300 people, and in one day, The mayor was arrested in a corruption probe, charged with using state prisoners to do work at his house. The mayor got arrested for corruption. The police chief got arrested for running a meth lab. And the police chief's wife was arrested for taking prisoners home from the local jail to have sex with them. All three arrested on the same day. Plus two local bail bondsmen arrested in the same scheme, all for good measure, all in one day. Lenoke, Arkansas, you win.
The neighborhood that I live in, I've always seen us home. At certain times of the evening, it's like an echo song. Got cash in my pocket to last the weekend. And I've got features I quite like and don't mind keeping. But still, side streets home, even when I'm on my own. If I let myself believe all the bad press and horror stories, I wouldn't set a foot outside. You say I live in a bubble, I find the bubbles best.
Right wing hears that and they go, there you go, Bill Maher, hating America first. Part, you know what? I don't hate America first. First, I have my coffee. Then, I hate, no. No, I don't hate America. I love America. I love America. And what I would say to my right wing friends is that I don't hate America. I'm embarrassed, okay? I'm embarrassed, like, from shit like this. I'm embarrassed that America has been taken over by cretins like you, who I have to now be represented by. There's a difference between hating it and being embarrassed by it.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Honey bunny, you got to know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, honey, and I'll be gone. You're the reason I am driving on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down the long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye, do goodbye, babe. So I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind.
You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. On. Don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down the long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye to goodbye, babe. So I just say farewell. I ain't seeing you treating me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. You got to feel it. You got to feel it. You got to. If you don't feel it, you ain't got no soul. You got to one time. Got to feel it. Got to feel it. Got to.
The song before the song you just heard was Saint Etienne doing their song Side Streets from their new album called Tales from Turnpike House. And I gotta tell you, it's not a very good album. Here's how I work. I love Saint Etienne. I double click on Side Streets. I hear 5 seconds of it. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. Buy album. And then I listen to the whole album a few times. I'm like, that album is crap. What's going on? Like, Saint Etienne, come on. You're sounding your age. It's not very innovative. If you go back and listen to something like, I don't know, Good Humor, that's probably my favorite album of theirs, it's just chock full of super great awesomeness. And that album right there, not full of super great awesomeness. Nothing innovative about it. It just sounds like drivel, schlock, boring stuff. Except Side Streets. Side Streets is pretty good. That's definitely like a 4-star song. Everything else is 3 stars and under. And I would say that's good use for iTunes and the whole buy one song thing. Okay.
Give me a break.
But after Saint Etienne was one of my favorite overlooked R&B legends, Billy Paul. Billy Paul doing a cover of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Super great song. And Billy Paul is one of those guys. I basically, last week when we were listening to Sarita on the show, and I was like, you know, there's so many overlooked R&B legends that are super great, like Sarita. And I'll tell you who else is Billy Paul. So I was like, I better just whoop out some Billy Paul and pop it on the show in case people haven't heard him before. It's a great version. I really like it. He did something very different with Bob Dylan's song, which is a fantastic Bob Dylan song, by the way. So if you liked it, check out Bob Dylan's version also, obviously. But we're going to finish up this song in celebration of African-American History Month, so to speak. Even if a lot of people think it's kind of silly to have something kind of as demeaning as, like, you know, here's your month. I don't know, it seems kind of childish. But either way, in celebration of it, we're going to do a song called Am I Black Enough For You? It's also by Billy Paul. It's finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Both of these songs can be found on his Me and Miss Jones, The Best Billy Paul record. Look for links to everything I talk about on The Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can leave comments. The song Am I Black Enough For You by Billy Paul, finishing this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I'm gonna move on.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Swim, Swan, Swim by Saint Etienne and Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Billy Strange. The music I'm talking over right now is Kid Koala's Roll Credits. I put in that sound clip of Bill Maher to alert you that Bill Maher has a new season of his show Real Time, premiering Friday, this Friday. Tune in. See you next week on The Sounds in My Head.
Leave your seats if you wish, chat with your friends, but please hurry back in just 1 week.